This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Nearly 3,800 unionized meatpackers at the JBS USA plant in Greeley plan to walk off the job on March 16th after 8 months of stalled contract negotiations, according to the Colorado Sun. The plant processes an estimated 5,000 to 6,000 head of cattle per day, according to ProFarmer, making it one of the largest in the country. The threatened strike comes as the beef industry is already reeling from Tyson Foods' plant closures earlier this year, and the national cattle herd sits at its lowest level in more than 70 years. If the walkout proceeds, it would be the first meatpacker strike in Colorado since 1980 and the first in the nation since 1985. Contract dispute centers on wages. UFCW. Local 7 members voted 99% to authorize a strike on February 4th after the union's contract with JBS expired in July 2025. Union President Kim Cordova told the Colorado Sun that JBS offered raises of 60 cents per hour in the first year and 30 cents per year afterward, but healthcare cost increases of 22 cents per hour effectively reduced the first-year raise to an 8-cent net increase. "We're literally $3 million apart, which is a rounding error for JBS," Cordova said, according to the Colorado Sun. JBS spokesperson Nikki Richardson told the Colorado Sun the company plans to temporarily shift production to other facilities with excess capacity if a strike occurs. The company also noted that worker wages at the Greeley plant have increased 46% since 2019, outpacing the 25% inflation on the Front Range, Tyson closures already straining capacity. The strike threat arrives on the heels of significant processing capacity losses. Tyson permanently closed its Lexington, Nebraska plant on January 20th, eliminating roughly 5,000 head of daily cattle processing, according to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Center for Agricultural Profitability. Tyson also converted its Amarillo, Texas facility to a single shift, further reducing throughput. Trent Luce, a sixth-generation rancher and agricultural advocate, estimated on The Kim Monson Show that the Tyson closures removed approximately 6,000 head per day from the market. A JBS Greeley shutdown would compound that loss. "What are the ramifications of 12,000 head a day not finding a home in the cattle market? They're huge. The answers are huge," Luce said on The Kim Monson Show. "Market impact could be significant." A strike at the Greeley plant would result in roughly an 8% decrease in the daily national kill rate, according to ProFarmer, which calculated the figure from USDA slaughter data. Boxed beef prices are already up 10.7% from the start of 2026. The so-called Big Four packers, which include Tyson, JBS, Cargill, and National Beef, control approximately 83-85% of U.S. beef processing capacity. That concentration means any single plant disruption ripples across the entire supply chain. Small processors cannot fill the gap. Luce said small regional processors are already overwhelmed and unable to absorb displaced cattle. "There are these plants right now. If you were to call them and say, 'I have a steer, I want to bring it to you to have it processed,' they'll say, 'Okay, we got a slot for you.'" April 7, 2027, Luce said on The Kim Monson Show. "Even the largest small-scale operations process only about 50 head of cattle every other week," Lou said, "a fraction of what a single major plant handles in a day. We have allowed that infrastructure to completely erode," Lou said. The processing bottleneck has drawn attention in Washington, where there is growing bipartisan scrutiny of packer consolidation. Luce said a friend who sat on the National Cattlemen's Beef Association board told him that packer monopoly was the top topic at meetings as far back as 1976. "There is a monopoly. They have a monopoly. My question is, if we shut down the monopoly, what happens? Where do you go take your live animal to become product that people can consume?" Luce said. And now, Kim's perspective. When four companies control 85% of beef processing and one plant closure can knock 8% off national daily processing, we do not have a free market. We have a bottleneck that punishes ranchers and consumers alike. Colorado cattle producers now face the real possibility that 12,000 head per day will have nowhere to go, while small processors are booked more than a year out, because decades of regulation have crushed the independent operators who once provided competition. Washington talks about breaking up packer monopolies, but the harder question is, the one Trent Luce raised, where does the capacity come from if you do? Before our elected representatives in D.C. hold another hearing, they should ask why the regulatory burden on small processors keeps climbing while the big four pay their price-fixing fines and move on. This is not just a labor dispute in Greeley. It is a stress test for an entire food supply chain that was never designed to serve the people who raise the cattle. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.